It is Tuesday, May 27th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Fayetteville Public Library begins its FPL Summer this Saturday, May 31st, from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Science is big. Mad scientist Steve Cox and the Arkansas Museum of Discovery's mobile van will join the fun inside the library and at the City Hospital parking lot. Sign up for the family FPL Summer Reading Program will be available. FAYLIB.org for more information. The Rogers Historical Museum presents Hog Wild, Our Area's Love Affair with the Pig, on exhibit now through August 9th. This exhibit features the museum's collection and private collections, reflecting the broad appeal of the pig in Arkansas, from farming, sausage making, art, and razorback memorabilia. Located in historic downtown Rogers, 621-1154, or rogersarkansas.com/museum for more information.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a conversation with Robert Runyon. The Winslow resident is legendary in Northwest Arkansas for his log cabins that are built using old-world methods of construction. Also, the president of the Republic of the Marshall Islands pays a visit to Springdale.
Plus, the Young Actors Guild prepares for its upcoming production of Cinderella. And the latest installment of Arkansongs, Roby Brock has his weekly political and business news recap and more.
But first, now that Congress has overwhelmingly passed a water resources bill, which awaits the president's signature, officials who oversee Arkansas's navigable waterways say infrastructure along the state's rivers will likely benefit from the legislation. The bill opens up more money under the Inland Waterways Trust, which funds Army Corps of Engineer projects throughout the country. Gene Higginbotham of the Arkansas Waterways Commission says that may allow the Corps to conduct a three-river study at the confluence of the White, Arkansas, and Mississippi rivers. He says it would look at long-term solutions to the problem of high water on the Mississippi.
When that happens, the White River really has no place to go. And so water always tries to find a way to get where it's going. And so what will happen is the White River will cut across an island into the lower Arkansas River. And so what's kind of happening in that area is this, is you see the White River and the Arkansas River trying to come together. And if that happens, we actually lose that navigation pool.
Higginbotham says that severely limits barge traffic, which the state's agriculture and manufacturing industries rely on. He says the Army Corps of Engineers already spends between $1 and $10 million a year to maintain the Three Rivers area.
In advance of a June 10th runoff election in the Republican primary for Arkansas Attorney General, the candidate who came in third, Patricia Nation, announced her endorsement of frontrunner Leslie Rutledge on Friday. Nation says she spoke after the election with both Rutledge and opponent David Sterling, but found she had more in common with Rutledge's position of implementing the death penalty.
She thought, as I did, that the legal injection was a better route to take over David Sterling's position on the electric chair.
Sterling has suggested reintroducing the electric chair if the state continues to be unable to procure drugs used for lethal injections. The drug scarcity is impacting executions nationwide because a European supplier doesn't want the drug used in executions. Rutledge received 47% of the vote compared to 39% for Sterling. 50% was needed to avoid a runoff.
Memorial Day weekend marked the beginning of swimming season in many areas of the state, and the Arkansas Department of Health reports only 5 swim beaches through the state were closed during the holiday weekend. Tom Jones is the senior environmental health specialist with the health department's swim beach program.
I think we're in for a really good season, and it's starting off with a much lower count of closed beaches.
The beaches that were closed during the weekend were closed because of the presence of E. coli. Jones says the higher concentrations of the bacteria, likely caused by populations of feral hogs and Canadian geese near the lakes in question, which includes the swim beach at Camp Joshua in Gentry. He says the high E. coli concentrations were found through regular water testing of the lakes.
We have a monitoring program which starts on or about April 1st and usually ends in September. Each authority over those beaches are submitting samples to us either weekly or by a schedule that we set, and it monitors the level of E. coli in the designated swim beach area.
Once a lake is closed, it takes two consecutive daily samples containing less than 127 E. coli bacteria before the area can be reopened. Jones says to get current information about which swim areas have been closed or reopened, you can visit healthy.arkansas.gov.
The two candidates for governor have agreed to face each other in a televised debate later this year. According to Talk Business Arkansas, Republican candidate Asa Hutchinson and Democratic candidate Mike Ross will participate in an hour-long debate on Tuesday, October 7th at the University of Arkansas in Little Rock. Proposals for the debate were sent to both campaigns before the primary, but agreements were finalized at the end of last week. The debate will be aired on the state's three ABC television affiliates.
Lane closures on one busy Fort Smith Street will begin tonight as a substantial overlay project begins. The $1.2 million project will see a new surface on Rogers Avenue between Interstate 540 and Garrison Avenue. While crews mill the existing roadway and overlay new asphalt, drivers should expect closure of either of the eastbound or westbound lanes between the hours of 7 p.m. and 6 a.m. The resurfacing project is expected to be complete by July.
The Great Arkansas Treasure Hunt has begun. According to the Arkansas Auditor of State's office, about $178 million worth of property sits unclaimed or abandoned. That property includes cash, stocks, bonds, jewelry, and other assets. The office paid $8.7 million in claims last year, and the office has already surpassed that number this year. As of a week ago, the office has already returned $10.4 million in unclaimed funds to Arkansas residents. For more information, visit auditor.ar.gov.
The Razorback baseball team is headed to the NCAA tournament later this week. Arkansas advanced to the semifinals of the SEC tournament last week, compiling a 3-2 record in the tournament. The Hogs stand at 38-23 on the season. The Razorbacks will be the number 2 seed in a regional that's being played in Charlottesville, Virginia. They'll play Liberty University Friday night at 6 Central Time.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals won 2, lost 2 over the Memorial Day weekend in Springdale. The San Antonio Missions shut out the Naturals with 12 runs on Friday, and the Nats' luck didn't change on Saturday with a 7-4 loss to Corpus Christi. But Northwest Arkansas came back with a 7-4 win over the Hooks Sunday and a 5-3 win yesterday. The Naturals are now 13-31 on the season. The team hits the road today to play 3 games in San Antonio.
Cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in Northwest Arkansas. 50% chance of showers or thunderstorms in the River Valley tonight. Lows throughout the region, lower 60s. Cloudy, a 50% chance of rain, including some thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs around 80. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain. Lows in the lower to mid 60s.